As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
Jesus often spent time with people who were not popular, who were unpopular. And he believed everyone, including Matthew and famously Peter, deserved a second chance. So you have two questions to talk to the person that you're with about. The first one is, do we give people a second chance? And do we allow people to change? Is the next question. Not simple questions, but do we give people a second chance? And do we allow people to change? Do we think we know everybody? Off you go. Matthew was sat outside. Imagine we're sat outside church and Jesus passes by and says, "Come and follow me." What things might we find hard to give up or leave behind? You know, it's always a journey, isn't it, Christian life? We're never just like there. So what things are hard to give up or leave behind? What things might need to change for us to take one more step towards Jesus? Okay, so chat for another 3 or 4 minutes. What things might we find it hard to give up or leave behind? What things might need to change for us to follow Jesus?
Now your footstep that you've been holding on to for all of this time, this is the time for you to use your footstep. And you can do whatever you like with it. You can colour it in, or you might want to write something on it. And there's three things perhaps you might want to think about. What would you say, "Jesus, please help me with this," or "Jesus, please forgive me for," or "thank you, Jesus, for"? Write or draw a picture of what you might want to say to Jesus on your footstep, and then we're going to use these footsteps in our time of response later on. Now, can I use this microphone? Yes. Okay. I've got 6 pictures that tell the story of St. Matthew. And we're going to look at these pictures and we're going to see what this story tells us. So, there's the first picture. There's St. Matthew in red, sitting at his table. What can you see? Tell me what you can see. Matthew's happy. Yes, he's got a big smile. Is everybody in the picture happy? What do the other people look like? Angry. People at the back look angry. What about the lady who's giving him a bag of money? She doesn't look very happy, does she? Yes, if anybody's ever paid taxes, you know that's how you feel, generally speaking. Okay. So Matthew had this job. He had this job. The Roman soldiers had come and they had invaded their country. They'd taken charge. And one of the things the Roman soldiers made you do was to give them some of your money. So every time you earned any money from doing some job or work, the Romans said, "We want some of that money." And the Romans were clever, because they knew these people, they might try to hide some of their money. Or they might tell us that they got less money than they really did. So what we'll do is we'll find a local person who knows the people, and they can collect the money for us, because they'll know whether they're being honest or whether they're hiding anything. And Matthew was one of the people that did that job. So you can imagine that all the people from his community, they weren't very happy because he was working with the hated Roman soldiers. And what made it even worse was if the people who were collecting the money took a bit extra, if they asked for more money and kept it for themselves, the Romans didn't care. So Matthew was not only working for the Romans, he was also stealing from his own people. Can we have the next picture, please? Does Matthew look happy? He's got all these bags of gold. But he doesn't look very happy. Why do you think he's not very happy? Any ideas why Matthew is not very happy? Got no friends? Yeah. Because nobody likes him. The Romans don't like him. They're just using him to do a job. And all his friends from his community, they don't like him because he's working for the Romans and he's stealing from them. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you didn't have any friends. It's not very nice. So I think Matthew's there, and I wonder if he's thinking about, have I made some bad choices in my life? Have I done some things that I really shouldn't have done? I wonder if he's thinking that. Well, let's look at the next picture. Because something amazing happens in the next picture. Jesus comes along and he says to Matthew, come and follow me. Matthew must have thought, what's going on? Who does Jesus think I am? I'm this person who's working for the Romans, and I'm stealing from people. Jesus, do you really want me to follow you? Don't you understand who I am? Don't you understand what I've done? Well, Jesus says, no, I do want you. So, Matthew now has a choice to make. Can we see the next picture? You see, on the one hand, Jesus is calling him. But on the other hand, he's got this very good job where he's making lots of money. So what does he choose? Does he follow Jesus? Or does he stay with his job where he got lots of money? He's got to make a choice. He can't do both. I wonder what you think. Well, is he going to make the right choice? Or is he going to make the wrong choice? Let's look at the next picture to see what happens. Ah, look. He's left all his money behind and he's gone to follow Jesus. He's going to make the right choice. I wonder if you've ever decided that you're going to follow Jesus. Has that been something you've ever thought about? Has that been a thing that's happened in your life? Maybe like St. Matthew, you've got that choice to make. And what's the next slide? Here's a picture of Matthew writing. You might think, why have we got a picture of Matthew writing? Well, one of the things that Matthew did when he followed Jesus was he must have had a very good memory because he remembered everything that Jesus had said and he remembered all the things that Jesus had done and he wrote them up in a book, a story about Jesus, and we call it the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's in our Bibles. And Matthew wrote that because he wanted his fellow Jews to understand who Jesus was. That he was the one that God had promised right from the Old Testament. He was the Messiah that was going to come. And so he wrote this book. So Matthew, he changed. He'd been not a very nice man. He'd done some not very nice things. But because Jesus changed him, he became someone who could help other people follow Jesus. And that's why we have his feast day today, almost 2,000 years after he lived. We remember him, and we remember his example. Okay, thank you for listening to my story. Now I'm going to talk to the grown-ups for a little bit, so you can just carry on with your pictures, okay? Well, grown-ups, I wonder what strikes you in Matthew's story. I wonder what gets your attention. I wonder what makes you think. For me, it's the incredible risk that Jesus takes. Matthew was not promising disciple material. If you were recruiting people to lead a church, Matthew wouldn't get through the paper sift, right? He's certainly not getting called for interview. He's rayed straight away. I don't know what the word is in English now anymore. I don't know. Anyway. But Jesus chooses Matthew. Jesus doesn't see who Matthew is. He sees who Matthew could become. Jesus doesn't look with the eyes of flesh. He looks with the eyes of hope and faith. And that's how Jesus looks at every one of us, which is wonderful and also challenging. It's wonderful because it's the reason why Jesus called me. I wasn't a perfect person. I'm still not a perfect person. You'll find that out very shortly if you haven't already. Yet Jesus chose me and he called me. Now, I don't know many of you very well. Maybe you're a lot better people than I am. You probably are. But maybe you'd made some mistakes. Maybe you'd got something wrong. Yet Jesus chose you and called you in spite of all that. Jesus treats us not as we deserve, but according to his grace. And he calls us in the hope of what we might become. But this story is also challenging. Matthew was chosen and called, but that call was also a call to change. Matthew didn't stay as he was. He didn't remain a money-obsessed thief. He had to let Jesus transform him into a different person. And that's hard and painful work. But that's what Jesus' call involves, radical transformation. I wonder, if I was to ask you, think back over the past few years, do you see signs of change in yourself? Are you becoming more like Jesus? Are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit to let Jesus change and transform you? Have you embedded in those in your life those spiritual practices that will help bring about that change? Studying scripture, prayer, having a mentor or a spiritual director, or being part of a discipleship group where you can discover where and how Jesus might be asking you to change. Like Matthew, you are chosen. Like Matthew, you are called. And like Matthew, you are invited to change. Amen.